Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kendra. How may I help you?
Kendra, I'm calling on behalf of my mother, Gloria Glissman, and there are two charges on her credit card from you folks, and she does not know what this is about.
Okay. Could you provide me with the zip code so I can pull up an account?
68152.
Her first and last name?
I don't know who this is, so I'm not really comfortable giving out a lot of information. I'm wanting to know what company this is and what these charges are for.
So we're a third-party agency that services many different online vendors.
So I should call and tell them that these are bogus charges, is what you're telling me.
Well, ma'am, I'm willing to assist with the charges, but I would just need to know a name before I can pull up an account.
Okay. Her name is, the first name is Gloria, Gloria.
Thank you. And I did find an account matching that name. Could you verify the address for the security of the account?
It's 67th Plaza.
Okay. Thank you. So I do see that she paid the shipping and handling for the foot massager on the 23rd.
That was supposed to be free. Did you order a foot massager?
Is that what you got? All I had to pay was the postage.
She says she was only supposed to pay for the postage on that, and she was charged for the gadget as well.
Yes, she paid the shipping and handling, and that was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store, and she was billed the $49.97 for the membership fee.
Then that's fraud, because she was told that this was free except for the shipping and handling.
Well, ma'am, did she read the terms and conditions?
She's 91 years old. Yes, she read it, but I will ship it back to you. It doesn't work anyway.
You don't have to ship it back, but I could offer to have one reshipped out for her.
It doesn't work at all. And she was told she only had to pay the shipping and handling. She would not have ordered it. She was told it was free through Costco.
Well, ma'am, in the terms and conditions, it did state.
I will ship it back to you.
Ma'am, you don't have to ship it back.
She does not want a membership to anything. She was not told about any kind of membership.
Okay.
I will contact Costco and tell them that this is a fraudulent charge. I want it removed, and I will ship it back.
As I previously stated, you don't have to ship it back, but I can offer a 50% refund on that charge.
No. You misunderstand.
No, ma'am, I don't.
I will report it as fraud. And it will be taken off of here one way or another.
You shouldn't even have to pay the postage.
Well, ma'am, I do apologize that you feel that way, but it was in the terms and conditions. But if you bear with me one moment while I speak with my supervisor, I can see if there's anything else I can do for you on today.
And I will be calling Costco to complain, because that is fraud.
Could you bear with me one moment, ma'am?
Yes. She's offering it to refund half of it. No. She said, did she read the terms? Because it says right in there you had to pay for a membership.
Oh, no, I have a membership to Costco.
Well, this is a membership to this diet place.
Oh,
yeah. She goes, well, it's in the terms. I said, I don't care. I'll ship it back. It doesn't even work. $7.95 and that thing doesn't weigh enough to be $7.95, and it doesn't work. I put batteries in it, Mom. It doesn't work, and it's certainly not worth $49.95. Well, that's a membership. No, I will be calling Costco and telling them that I don't appreciate the fraud. This, I'm calling the company that sent this to you, this membership. But I'm also going to call Costco and tell them that that's fraud and that I don't appreciate them taking advantage of you. So if you get anything else from Costco like that, offers like that, let me see it before you order it.
Okay, ma'am, and thank you for holding, and I was able to get you fully refunded for that charge, and it can take up to 3 to 5 business days to fall back into that account.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you.
And I will make sure that that doesn't happen again.
Okay, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you. Bye now.